Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hola, mi nombre es Dusty Likens with Señor Bob Fesco and Señor McMorrie back from Spain.
Hola.
Hola, mi amigo.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Not much.
Good to be back.
Welcome back. Glad to know you got in here and back. Safe flights, no delays, no nothing. Look at you.
Seriously. Just get the cameras working. That's all the people care about. That's
yep.
it.
Yep, that's it. That's only why I'm here.
Yep.
They're back. We're on.
Got our TD, our producer, director,
yeah, exactly.
VP. He's back.
He's back, everybody.
Now, shout out to Dayball, who's on TV now.
Yep.
And then also.
They already got him on TV doing fantasy reports. I like that.
Already lost some weight, too.
A lot of weight. Yeah, look at him. He's looking good. Needed to get out.
Big night tonight at the finale of the Internet Invitational. That episode airs tonight. So one team's going to win close to $333,000 each.
Wow.
Paige Sporanek in the final as well. Frankie Borelli on that team. Big Beef, RIP. We'll see what he does as he passed away right after this tournament. So the episode airs today at 5 o'clock, right before the dynamite action of New England versus the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
I think this could be a good game,
I mean, the Jets have won two in a row. Here I am getting excited for another primetime NFL game that will be, you know, probably over by halftime. Yeah, exactly.
Quickly, what's the weather again? Because you said there might be a northern front.
Yeah, they said there was like a nor'easter blowing in there, too.
They're wearing nor'easter jerseys tonight.
They're nice. Our friend Matt Derrick, remember when I spilled coffee all over Matt Derrick,
right? Andy spilled your nuts all over him, too.
I did. It was really a bad deal. I still feel so bad. Matt Derrick responded back. He goes, "Did somebody forget the Indianapolis Colts were still in the league?" And I'm like, "Oh, I can kind of see a little bit of the Colts jersey and the kind of the Colts uniform a little bit." But I kind of did as well too. I'm like, it's far enough away and far enough removed, you know, from the Indianapolis Colts that I kind of like it. So tonight's weather, they're expecting a cold with highs around 41, chance of rain and snow tonight in New England. So you got rain and snow up there in or is that New England, North Dakota, or is
it Celsius or Fahrenheit, Alex?
Yeah. Speaking of, it's going to be 12 degrees today.
Speaking of, Alex, he'll join the show a little bit later on today to get our golden locks. I've already got my parlay in for tonight, plus 162. Travion Henderson, anytime touchdown, New England on the money line, and 80.5 yards rushing for Travion Henderson.
All right, it's not going to be that bad. Weather should not be a factor tonight. Oh. Cloudy with occasional showers, maybe chance of rain, but tonight partly cloudy skies. So maybe
you've got a future in meteorology.
Yeah, I took a meteorology class at KU one time and fell asleep because it was Tuesday, Thursdays at 8 a.m., and you walked in and they turned all the lights off and made you look up at the sky. Oh, who's going to stay awake for a class like that? I mean, come on, man. Like, it was ridiculous. It was warm in there. You got all cozy in your seat.
Hell yeah.
I had no idea what we did in meteorology. Like, I had no clue. I missed every class because it wasn't because I was drunk. It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, Thursday morning. You're a college kid. What do you think's going to happen when you turn the lights out in a nice warm room?
Mm-hmm.
Sex. I was there, but I was absent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was there. I showed up for your class.
Absent.
No idea what you talked about.
So Mac was gone from Friday until today.
Thursday until today.
I think I kept a log of stuff you missed. Maybe the text line will, because you said, what am I going to miss this week? So I, you know, had a thought about it on Saturday afternoon. I was sitting there about 4 or 5 surf sides deep, you know, kind of before I went to this wedding for Nathan.
They don't have those over there. I missed that.
Yeah.
Excited to get one of those.
They have whiskey, vodka, and gin.
That's it.
Were you shocked by the libation menu? Like whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Rum. Vodka. Yeah, exactly. That's it. There's no choices. Nope. You want vodka? Here it is.
Here it is.
Yeah.
I want vodka. So what you missed. I think I got a good log of stuff that maybe you missed that's important. Number one, Alex Gold swam with dolphins.
That's right. We did see that. Yes, it was outstanding.
And his hair remained untouched.
Yeah. Yep. He's like the guy in Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. And his hair was perfect. Neat. So he said that he was surprised that dolphins were so smart.
They're the smartest mammal on Earth.
I thought that was the whole thing about dolphins.
Exactly. Yes.
They're actually just like really, really smart.
Yeah.
Bob and I got asked about Josh Simmons' situation at Nathan's wedding.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's good. That's just the wedding conversation you want.
It's great wedding conversation. People just don't know how to be human beings. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really don't.
Like, that's
my
work, man. Yeah.
Came to the table, goes, hey, Bob Fesco, I love the show. He goes, this is Dusty. He goes, oh, yeah, my son. He likes Dusty, too.
I walked away.
And then he goes right on the table. He goes, what do you guys know about the Josh Simmons situation? I heard blank, 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 blank. Hey, guys, have a good night. I'm going to get out of here. Yeah, so that happened. Paul Tagliabue died.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, visionary for the league. Yep.
Former commissioner of the NFL league.
Yes, yes, yes.
Exactly, right? Let's see.
That's about it.
Yeah, it got down to 28 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah, they got a little cold.
You missed the first day of winter.
Yep.
My Wildcats, Blue Springs, class of 06, represent. They had an upset. They beat South. Blue Springs South.
Oh,
in the
playoffs. Yeah, you were at that game, right?
So, I almost went.
Didn't end up going.
Stayed home, watched on TV. There was no volume. There was nothing. Just game. Very odd.
What channel was that on?
That's weird.
Stream.
Ah, okay.
Misha. That gets, they're kind of evil. I don't know.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
I don't know the details, but they're hard to work with, man.
Here's the blanket I will give you. Every game is available on YouTube, and the kids get to do their own stream from the high school.
Yep.
Till playoffs start. State takes over, and it's $10 to get this pay-per-view sort of package to watch these games, and then they don't give you any volume.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you guys do all your thing, but when it gets serious, you're out. We're getting paid for this. So I guess there's some dirty things that get involved with there. I don't know for the exact, so I don't want to start, you know, all that sort of stuff.
No, you're right about that. I've heard stories in the past about dealing with them and whatnot. And look, if you are an organization that is supposed to be out for the benefit of the children, right, the kids, mm-hmm. and these kids are working hard all year to get into broadcasting and they want to do these games, why would you ever do that to them? We're talking about high school kids.
Right.
And so if the state is doing stuff to forbid and prevent kids from getting a better education and learning and moving their career forward, well, it is the state of Missouri. I mean, they speak for themselves over there.
Hello, America.
Yeah. It also goes back to like whenever I realized how big networks kind of just took over. Because when I was at my final year at UCM, they won the national championship. We did a broadcast thing the UCM Media Network did, and we did play-by-play and color commentary through the entire season, everything, you know, the conference tournament, all that. Then they, you know, the Final Four or whatever is played in Indianapolis. I go to my, you know, director of the communications program, and I was like, hey, Joe. I was like, so we're going to go to Indianapolis, take the bus of the team? He goes, no, CBS is going to take over from here. Oh.
Okay. All right. Thank you very
much. And then Kim Anderson went to Mizzou, never saw him again. Never saw him again now.
Yeah, well, he nobody saw him at Mizzou either. But, you know, that's the way they always do it, though. They get to these big rounds. I mean, when we had the World Series back in 14 and 15, the only place you could hear Denny and Ryan was on 610.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was network and ESPN and all of that kind of stuff. So if you were on the Royals network all year long and you were carrying Denny and Ryan all year long, mm-hmm. you get to the World Series and now you have to listen to ESPN.
Was that when we dubbed the audio to where it was live instead of a delay? I think I remember we did that because I was doing games back then.
We were in that 7-second delay and we had to get out of that.
And we took out of it because then people were complaining, like, oh, I'm hearing the call before watching. And then we're like, okay, watch this.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Which I still understand why we were in a delay for a live baseball game. But whatever.
Something else you missed. Maybe the greatest catch in college football history, and the Heisman Trophy must be wrapped up to Mendoza. I think Mendoza has officially won the Heisman Trophy. That's something you missed on college football Saturday.
Yeah, man, that catch. Wow, that's incredible.
And then
what did you guys think of the Gus Johnson call? Because there's a lot of controversy going around. Yeah. This guy out of Detroit was ripping it to shreds.
Because he didn't do it.
I see both sides of this thing. I really do. I mean, Gus Johnson, but I can also see why he would, you know, piss people off.
They had Joe Klatt on First Things First yesterday, and they were asking about him. And I think Nick was like, what do you do when Gus is having that moment? He goes, try not to mess it up. Just well,
that's
why
Dan exactly. laughs. You get out of the way. That's what a good seriously though. That's what a great color analyst does. You back the F away.
That's what Tony never does.
You let the guy do his call and then you
comment
afterwards. Yes. It's not that hard. I mean,
and I love Joe Klatt, and he's just like he goes, I can kind of like feel it. You can kind of see Gus's eyes get wide. He goes, when that play happened, he goes, I just sat back and just stared at Gus, and I'm like, perfect. That's what you need is less egos in the booth.
Yeah,
man.
Well, that's what it's all about. I really like Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson together. I love when they fist bump. Like, I think that's cool. Like, it really is. And then Romo and Nance try to phony that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind Gus Johnson. I didn't mind the call. But, I mean, I saw there was a lot. This guy Mike Valenti in Detroit was shredding it, calling it fake and terrible and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, that is who Gus is. But in Valenti's defense, Gus has been kind of subdued for a very long time. That was the first Gus-gasm we've had, I feel like, in 2 years, right? It's been a while.
Right. It does feel like he's been a little bit more toned down.
And I think they told him to kind of calm it down a little bit. Not every call needed to be that, but I would rather have, you know, Gus Johnson doing his thing than some of these other guys.
Is he getting mad at Jim Nance when he does the Masters final call? Because that thing's been written out for an entire 24-hour period, and then he goes right to it. It's a new day for Rory. Okay.
Yeah. Tiger is out of the woods.
Some other stuff you missed. Patrick Mahomes was on game day for his Texas Tech Raiders. That was there. So first time he was there, they ended up winning.
Big dub.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Daboll was fired on your way back, I'm assuming, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
How
do we feel about that?
Bob loves it. He's ready for Mike McCarthy to take over for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy. Oh, okay.
A leader, veteran, there. The Giants need an adult.
I don't hate it.
He's an adult.
He's like a Dan Quinn.
Nah, he's better. He's won a Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both about the same.
Mike McCarthy's had a hell of a lot more success than Dan Quinn has had.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, years, winning records. Absolutely. And the amount of time he's been in this league. Has Mike McCarthy ever, besides last year in Dallas, been under 500 as a coach?
I'm sure there was a Green Bay season.
Was there? I don't know.
Yeah, they were really good. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We have to look that up.
Yeah, they needed an adult.
Some other stuff. Nico Harrison was fired. Your boy in Dallas, finally.
Yeah, right? See ya.
The comparison I made it to is you caught your girlfriend cheating, and then a year later you broke up with her because of the same reason.
Because exactly.
Like, why did it take a year to realize that you need to move on?
It's ridiculous.
How about, though, everybody's ripping Nico, right, and complains about that. Does anybody look at what Luka looks like now? I mean, he got traded, was told, because he was fat. That guy got into shape this offseason.
He's also 25.
Like, it's nobody's business. How about maybe that was a wake-up call for Luka as well? And maybe he needs to look at that and go, that was a wake-up call for me. Because look at what would you say? He had 54 last night or whatever it was?
No, it was Jokic.
Jokic had 54 last night. But
he's averaging 40 points a game this season, Luka. Yeah.
Look at the way he's playing. Look at the way he's trimmed down. Look at the way he's built up his mass. Does he become that player if he's still in Dallas? Or does Dallas go, you're fat and ugly, get the hell out of here? And he goes, well, screw you. I'm going to lose a lot of weight and get good looking and make you eat that. But Luka may look back and go, that was the best thing that happened to his career.
Bob, if I moved to L.A., I would lose 30 pounds as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Because you have to. You have to fit in, dude.
But
no,
it's really like when DJ was benched by Todd Haley. It changed his whole outlook on the NFL and his whole outlook on his career. He said it was the best thing that happened to him. And so for Luka, man, getting called fat, getting called slow, getting traded to the Lakers, boom, look what he's been unbelievable since he was traded over there.
The last few things you missed while you were gone, aliens are apparently hiding behind the sun.
Oh,
yeah. So
what?
November 22nd.
Okay, let's go.
See what happens.
I'm ready.
And then Bob has moved his car into a new parking spot.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's going on?
Birds.
Oh, bird poop?
Yep.
Damn.
We're just trying something different. I don't know.
We're just switching it up a little bit.
Move back a slot.
Yeah, we moved back.
Because there's another person who works and she plays musical chairs with her car.
Yeah, every day, something different.
Yeah.
Don't understand. There's five people that work here in the morning. Why are you changing your car?
Give me my spot.
It was because of the birds. I mean, we have birds on the towers. They poop all over the car. So you got to back them up away from the building. It's not that hard to figure out.
Right? This comes from a high school principal from the 816. Won't charge students admissions for games until playoffs start. And the state makes us charge our own kids to get into games.
That's terrible.
And then KSHSAA does the same thing. It's a joke.
Oh, with the broadcasting stuff. Keisha does it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a scam. It's crap. Any state's doing that.
Because I reached out on Twitter. I was like, how can I watch the Blue Springs South game? And a lot of people replied and respect to them, and it was all the same thing. It's like here, and then it was like sign up and pay, and I was like, oh, so you have to start paying for state. I was like, is this kind of fishy? Like, is Misha or whatever you call it, is this like a, and then they just sit back like two different people, same almost response, huh, it's funny, really? Or, yeah, welcome to it, brother.
And but I'm, you like, know what? Oh, if you're going to make us pay, I don't have a problem with that, right? You're producing this product, but let the kids do it.
Exactly. Right. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, let the kids broadcast. Have one kids. Feed for each of the schools. It's not that hard to do. And have, you know, the kids from the Smet versus the kids from Rocker, whatever it is.
Or put a color commentator from Rock or from South and put a play-by-play from Blue Springs. Let them mesh together and then pay them a percentage of the money that got paid for the broadcast.
Yeah.
Why not?
Or keep the money and let them have the experience more than anything at this point in time. They're college or high school kids, for God's sakes. What a bunch of dopes.
Oh, I guess I missed one. This is from Micah in Denver. Mm-hmm. Dusty, tell Micah? Mac about Antonio Brown getting arrested. Oh, yep. Geez. They got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, he's on house arrest now as he awaits his trial hearing of attempted murder case.
Ugh. Man, what a...
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hate
that
to see it.
Sucks. Yeah, hate that's to see it. Very sad. Also, just looking up, you brought up
Heisman. Actually, I don't hate to see it. We're safer with him.
100%. 100%. I just
stop
hate to see the mental decline of him in the last decade. Yeah, it's very sad.
Fontez Perfect.
Two-horse race in the Heisman Trophy for Mendoza, plus 130. Julian Sayin, plus 170.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Down to two guys.
So it's not over.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.